Ladner BC's James Paxton joins us right now on Sportsnet 650, just hours, minutes, I suppose, after the big trade. Six seasons with the Mariners, and now he's off to the Big Apple. What do you say? How are you, James?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. Little shocked today. Take us through this and kind of the timeline in the offseason that you thought, boy, there's a real good chance I might get traded here. And what was your reaction when it was the New York Yankees?
Yeah, you know, I really I didn't hear much. I saw all the rumors, you know, just like you guys, kind of seeing all the tweets going out and stuff. And I definitely knew that it was a possibility, you know, and it happened today. I got a call from Jerry Dipoto first, kind of letting me know that this is what was going to be happening. And then Brian Cashman gave me a call and welcomed me to the New York Yankees, as well as Aaron Boone gave me a call as well, the coach of the team. You know, I'm just really honored and excited to be a part of the New York Yankees. As much as I'm going to miss Seattle, you know, the fantastic city, fantastic fans, you know, I want so much for this city. You know, I'm overall just extremely excited and honored to be a Yankee.
You've made it very clear to us in our previous conversations how much the Mariners meant to you growing up, how much they've meant to you now. How do you separate that feeling, that fan in you, and the caring that you've had for that organization from the business part of this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it comes down, this is a business, you know, and, you know, the Mariners will always hold a special place in my heart, you know, being my first team, the team I got a chance with, the team that I cheered for growing up. It'll always be a place that's special to me. You know, and going forward, I'm so excited to be a Yankee. They have a great great history, great tradition, and a commitment to winning, you know. And I'm, you know, as much honored as excited to be a Yankee.
So the biggest challenge here, possibly, James Paxton joins us here on Sportsnet 650, the newest New York Yankee. As a starting pitcher, it can be, for a lot of guys, intimidating pitching in the American League East. You got big lineups, you have a lot of bandboxes, there's home runs going everywhere. Now, you know, that offense of the Yankees is going to be on your side, but how do you take that challenge of pitching against some tough opponents and tough barns, 19 games against the Red Sox?
I welcome a challenge. I love it. You know, that's why we play the game. We want to play the best to be the best, and it's always been my goal to be the best. So, you know, this is going to be a fantastic place for me to challenge myself and be the best that I can be.
How many texts and phone calls have you had from friends today saying, hey, congratulations, but really the Yankees?
Yeah, my phone is definitely getting ready to overheat. It's been going off since I got the call. Yeah, lots of friends and family texting me saying congratulations, and they're going to miss me, but are you know, very excited for my opportunity, just like I am.
So, what was? And I know you stopped being a fan kind of once you get into the bigs, but what was your relationship with the New York Yankees growing up?
Not a lot, you know. When I was really young, I didn't watch a whole lot of baseball on TV, you know, because I was busy outside playing baseball, doing stuff like that. So the only games that I really watched were the ones that I saw live in Seattle. So that's probably why I was a Seattle Mariners fan. That being said, you're always aware of the Yankees because they're the Yankees. You know, they have the history and tradition and, you know, all the World Series rings and stuff. It's a very historic organization. And, it's going to be amazing to be a part of it.
So what would your message be for Mariner fans? It's a, you know, they get some prospects back, James, but it's another down day, I think, for a lot of people in the sense of, you know, the playoff drought is still ongoing. You wanted to win in Seattle and it didn't really happen that way. And I think for a lot of people, it's, hey, this is what happens. A player gets good. We get attached to somebody and, you know, then he ends up having success maybe somewhere else. You know, what would your takeaway be from that?
Well, I mean, the fans in Seattle have been fantastic to me these last, you know, 5 or 6 years. And even through the minor leagues, you know, they've been first class. Everyone's treated me so well. And I have a lot of love for the fans here in Seattle. And, you know, my Maple Grove people, you know, I'm going to miss them a lot. They were fantastic. I really appreciate all the support that I got here in Seattle. And, you know, I'm definitely going to miss those people, miss the fans, for sure. And, you know, this is part of it. You know, I think the Mariners are looking towards the future, and trying to, you know, get to a place where they can compete, in the future with some of these pieces that they got back in this trade.
The Pride of Ladner, James Paxton, newest member of the New York Yankees, joining us here on the program with Walker and Rintoul, Sportsnet 650. You talk about the rebuild. Did you have any conversations in the months leading up to this, James, with management that they indicated we may try to go younger here, we may try to reset this organization?
I did not. I was as much in the dark as anyone else. I really didn't know what exactly they were going to do. You know, I heard all the rumors just like you guys, and saw the articles. You know, but with this move, it seems like that's what they're going to do. I don't know what's coming next for the Mariners or what their plan is. But I guess we'll have to wait and see what unfolds for Seattle Mariners.
Do you find yourself at a point in your career, James, where, look, you want to be part of Seattle and you want it to be there for as long as they'd have you, but you're also ready to win? And if that means leaving, I guess that's what has to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I love to win. You know, that's why I play this game, is to win, because I've got that drive to be a winner. And, you know, I wanted so bad to be a winner in Seattle. And, you know, I wanted so bad to help this team get to the postseason and win a World Series. But now I'm getting to now I'm getting the opportunity to go to New York, where they have a history of winning and a consistent commitment to winning. And I think it's going to match me, you know, very well. And I'm looking forward to being a part of that team and, you know, helping that team win and get to the postseason and, you know, add another World Series to their long list of rings that they've got there.
In reading everything that's transpired since this deal actually went down, it sounds like the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Astros, and the Nationals were all trying to make this happen, but the Yankees were eventually the ones that pulled the trigger. You've known about some of this stuff for the last couple of days, that teams were trying to get you. Did you allow yourself to visualize yourself in those respective uniforms, or did you just try to stay out of it completely?
I definitely thought about it a little bit, you know, but you can't, there's so many rumors. You can't spend all your time thinking about what it's going to be like here or there. You know, you kind of have to wait until it happens, you know, and now obviously my wife and I are thinking about what life's going to be like in New York and kind of starting to plan our lives. You know, we have to move and go to a different state for spring training, you know, figure all those logistic things out, but we'll get lots of help and we'll be able to take care of all that stuff.
This doesn't mean that Seattle is a poor baseball market, but there's very few markets that are, you know, like the Yankees or like the Red Sox or the Dodgers. And it comes with ups and downs. Great place to win, tough place to lose. This is a fan base that's going to expect a lot out of you, James. Do you relish that, or is there a little bit of nervousness of the unknown?
No one expects more out of me than myself. You know, so that won't be a problem. I think I'm harder on myself than anybody else could possibly be. And, you know, I hold myself to a very high standard, and I welcome to be held to that standard.
I know you're rocking the mustache for Movember right now. Have they asked you to shave it yet?
Not yet. No, I think that that probably will be an ask at some point here, but for the month of November, I think I'm safe.
Before we let you go, your favorite part about pitching in your kind of home neck of the woods, James, and you know, your best memory of being a Seattle Mariner for six seasons?
Yeah, you know, it was fantastic being in Seattle, being so close to my family and friends. They came down all the time, and I got to share some really special moments with people that mean a lot to me, you know. And, you know, my debut was amazing because I had so many people that I loved and cared for watching me, you know, realize my dream. And that's something they'll never forget. And just want to thank all those people that have supported me and were able to make that drive down to come watch me play and share, you know, this great experience with me.
Have you already looked at the schedule to find out when you're back in Seattle the first time with the Yankees?
I have not, but my friends did already. They're already planning their trips down, and I'm sure there'll be a bunch of them here to watch me play. I believe that it's August. I think they said 26th to 28th.
Correct. Well done, sir.
He is James Paxton, the newest New York Yankee, traded in a blockbuster between the Yankees and the Seattle Mariners earlier this afternoon. All the best. Like you said, lots of logistics to take care of, and moving across the country to the Big Apple. We wish you success, even though the Yankees are a very conflicting team for a lot of us. But we're a big fan, and we appreciate you always making time, James.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, James.